Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you in collaboration with Murad Skincare. Hello, hi, and welcome to The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Awardner, and joining me in this episode is Kristen Robinson, the Senior Director of New Product Development at Murad Skincare. Kristen was over in London on a recent trip to launch Murad's latest range, which is the Retinol Youth Renewal Collection, and it was a really good opportunity to sit with her and pick her brains about the innovation around the new technology in the bottle. It was also really interesting, actually, to hear Kristen's own story as someone whose relationship with Murad started when she battled acne and managed to get her blemishes under control with their products. And then, after studying biochemistry at university, turned up at Murad HQ and essentially said, "This is what you did for me. I want to help you continue to help do it for other people." The rest, as they say, is history. And she has been a key member of the product development team for over 10 years. So in this episode, Kristen not only shares her own skincare journey, but also takes us on a deep dive of retinol, like understanding the metabolic pathway, the benefits, the drawbacks, and why the new innovation in this retinol youth renewal range takes all the guesswork out of incorporating retinol into your regime so that all you experience are the skin benefits. All the links will be in the show notes, but here she is taking us back to skincare school. It's Kristen Robinson, Senior Director of New Product Development for Murad Skincare on The Emma Gunn Show. So this is such a delight because I love sitting in front of experts, people who really know their stuff when it comes, especially to skincare. And that's what I have with my guest, Kristen Robinson, who is the Senior Director of New Product Development for Murad Skincare. Welcome.
Thank you, Emma. I'm super excited to be here. I love sharing my passion for the Murad brand and specifically today's, you know, topic of retinol. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure because I feel as though I know retinol pretty well.
Right.
I feel like I understand what it does, mm-hmm. and I feel like I use it competently on my own skin, as I'm sure many of my most excellent listeners do. But that's not to say I'm still not a little bit confused.
Of course, yeah. And most people are. And really, I think the beauty of the way at least Dr. Murad approaches really any of our skincare formulations, and specifically this retinol formulation, mm-hmm. is about, addressing drawbacks or, let's say, misconceptions mm-hmm. about retinol and how you can actually use a retinol product and have a happy skin journey where skin can get better every day and maybe mm-hmm. not have to get worse before it gets better. And it's really about the way in which we put these ingredients together to really drive the power of retinol mm-hmm. to the skin, but in a gentle way. So I think it's also just that understanding of the skin mm-hmm. That Dr. Murad is a dermatologist and a pharmacist who's really been developing skincare, problem solution skincare for 30 years, a little over 30 years. Last year was his 30th anniversary. Mm-hmm. He really approaches it very differently. It's a dermatologist and that type of perspective, but it's much broader than that. And it's really thinking about the overall health of the skin. Yes, treating the targeted concern and doing it with powerhouse ingredients like retinol that are well known in the beauty and mm-hmm. the medical industry to really drive results, but to do it in a way that doesn't compromise or in fact actually helps pronounce, health health of the skin. Mm. So that's really our philosophy and our approach, regardless of the product that we're creating. We're really being strategic about the ingredient technologies that we select. Mm-hmm. And then we also are steeped in clinical efficacy. So we're testing these formulations as well, on panels of women and seeing how we are driving performance and maybe in a different way than a traditional retinol would.
Mm. And the thing is, like, that covers so much in the sense of this is a really serious brand.
Absolutely.
The formulation is taken really seriously. You don't mess around with things that aren't going to work, and you certainly don't create a range unless it has a purpose and will deliver results. And speaking to delivering results, let's talk about your own story, because I'm sure many listeners can really understand what it's like to feel like your skin is maybe out of control or is holding you back. I've had it with terrible cystic acne in my teens. I just sort of hid behind my hair all the time.
Absolutely.
And I've been very fortunate in my adult life in that my skin has really settled. It's had its few moments, but I know a lot of people are still on a journey of, I just don't feel like my skin is exactly where it needs to be. And your whole journey to working
Murad
started from a very similar place.
Thank you for asking this question, Emma, because I love sharing this story if it can inspire anybody. So I actually, as a teenager and through young adulthood, suffered from really bad acne as well. And I think when it started, my mom's story was similar. You know, she suffered from really bad acne and she didn't want that story repeated for her daughter. So she selflessly took me to many dermatologists, I'm from small town Pennsylvania, and we really tried to figure it out. And those face-to-face dermatologist appointments usually were a couple of minutes, and they usually resulted in Kenalog shots or steroid prescriptions or harsh topicals that really didn't address the overall picture, number one, or they'd make my skin look worse. And so I wouldn't even want to use them. Mm. They'd make other areas of the skin that weren't irritated. And so it really formed and fed my passion to be in skincare. And particularly, I wanted to be a dermatologist myself. I did get my degree in biochemistry. And after that period of university, I really decided that 10 more years of schooling, I didn't think I could actually live through. So, I ended up working in a skincare toxicology lab. It was still skin, but it really wasn't on the level that I was interested in. And I found myself having conversations with people, really trying to figure out what was working for me and what wasn't. And when I discovered the Murad brand, I connected better 3,000 miles away over a phone with, the Murad brand and the philosophy of internal care, the idea that possibly, what you're eating and how that could like nourish your overall health. Emotional. That was the biggest, draw for me, especially when you're suffering from acne. There's such an emotional component. And then obviously the topical. And here was an opportunity for me to incorporate this type of philosophy into my skincare, crusade to fix this acne. And it worked for me. And I just really admired Dr. Murad's very unique approach. I was also a skeptic. So I love the fact that his products came, with claims proving their efficacy and really were formulated in a way that my skin was getting better overall, not just the acne being treated.
And when you said over the phone 3,000 miles away, was that an over-the-phone consultation or with customer service?
It was with customer service.
Wow.
So I couldn't remember if I'd seen a catalog or if it was an infomercial.
I love
because infomercial this was like long
so
before
much.
Internet, And so I think that, and again, I was just trying everything. Mm-hmm. So this was another go at something. And I really was attracted to the idea that these products had proven results. So that was a huge driver for me. But the fact that they just looked beyond topical application in skincare. And so when I finally found myself doing skin toxicology, now I'm in moving from that into healthcare consulting, even further from skin. I'm living in Washington, D.C., and this passion for skincare isn't leaving. However, all of my Murad products are proudly sitting, on my bathroom counter and in my shower. And I turned them around and it said Los Angeles, California. And I told myself, that's it. I am moving to L.A. and I'm working for this brand. I am contributing to the success of this company. And I want to, work with Dr. Murad. I don't know what I'm going to do for them, But I have my science background. I'm hugely passionate about what they're doing in their approach to skin. And so that's literally what I did.
Yeah, you did say degree in biochemistry very offhand earlier, as if that was just like, you know, I got it. Like me saying, I got my dry cleaning.
It didn't come easy. And I think that's probably why I decided not to do med school, because my college experience was very much in the library studying.
Oh, wow.
To try to, you know, make the best of grades, and which is great. And I'm so fortunate to truly do what I love. Mm. And for a brand that means so much to me and to so many other people, you know, these products are actually driving results. And so when I ended up in LA, I just sort of showed up and asked for HR. I eventually met doctor. I think it was a 4-month span.
Did you, no
I didn't have a job. No appointment. I just went to, I couldn't picture, you know, when they talk about like manifesting your destiny. I truly couldn't picture any other future for myself. It wasn't any other skincare brand. At least my first shot, I really wanted it to be something that personally meant so much. Mm. And so, yeah, I kind of just walked into their front office, asked for HR. That didn't really get me anywhere. But Dr. Murad was giving a lecture series, lucky for me, kicking it off in like the next week. And so I just went to the lecture series and I had my resume in hand and I was ready for anybody to interview me. And he introduced me. He's so lovely. I think, Emma, you mentioned he's been on this podcast.
He's a friend
before.
Of the show, yeah.
And so he introduced me to several people. And a couple of months later, there was an opening as an assistant manager of new product development. And it truly was the perfect position for me to be in because of my biochemistry background and my ability to sort of interact with the marketing teams and the creative teams and the operational aspects and the R&D chemists. So it was just this really beautiful spot for me to be in. And now 13 years later, I'm the senior director of product development, still working hand in hand with Dr. Murad to create these formulations that are still steeped in efficacy, will always pay homage to his skincare philosophies, and are also looking at modern science, but meaningful science. We're not doing things just because they're trending, but we're doing things because they're going to actually drive a result in the skin. And you know, they play a role in the formulation. There's purpose behind what we're doing.
Yeah, because, you know, any brand at the moment, any beauty brand launching a retinol range is, you know, it's not going to make me sit at my computer and go, oh my God!
Exactly, yeah. So, and that's precisely it. I mean, even as we were creating this, we're like, okay, retinol's been around forever. Mm. But the beauty of it is that we had some massive drawbacks to address with retinol. And that's where we did our studying and our research, was in developing formulas with retinol. How do we do it differently? And how do we address the irritation, the redness, the flakiness? And even can we address, I think the marketing team really challenged us to say, so addressing the drawbacks of retinol, but the other, addressing the irritation and the flakiness, but actually also addressing the fact that retinol can take a long time before you see the result. And so one of the challenges for us was, can we do retinol without irritation and can we make it work quickly? So we achieved those things, and it's really the beauty of the formulation.
Let's go back then a little bit to just talk about, for any listener who maybe hasn't dabbled in retinol yet, or maybe just to clarify for the people who know of retinol, why is it a gold standard skincare ingredient? And what realistically can it do for your skin?
So the main thing, and I think it started to be studied in the 60s, the main thing that retinol is looked at, it's about its ability to help skin cells turn over and to help, let's say, normalize that production. And so it
skin
can
cell production.
Skin cell production. So even conditions like acne, retinol has been seriously looked at. But it more so moved into this category of treating lines and wrinkles because retinol, it's vitamin A, and it's a fat soluble vitamin. So again, vitamins are something that our bodies don't naturally make. We actually have to find, you know, sources of obviously through food. But when you're thinking about skin, you only so much can actually make it, you know, to your skin. So topical application of vitamins is really important. Slightly separate, sorry. But specifically with vitamin A, it is gold standard because of the way it can activate cells to proliferate. It can either activate
I know it's going to sound like such a silly thing, but mm-hmm. proliferate meaning multiply.
Multiply, mm-hmm. exactly. So when we're thinking about lines and wrinkles, maybe we have a skin environment where there's less proliferation. Of course, mm-hmm. with age, that's certainly happening. But the other thing, vitamin A also works as an antioxidant. It's a quite a potent one. Mm-hmm. I think we talk about it a little less so and its ability to do that. And it can actually help enhance or increase production of, you know, dermal proteins, let's say our dermal matrix. So structural proteins that actually help give skin its shape and its resilience. Mm. So because of all of these wonderful qualities and the fact that it's been proven, it really has, you know, turned people's attention on to retinol. Mm. And it's, you know, a proven prescription product. So you may be much more familiar with retinol in the world of prescription retinoic acid, mm-hmm. tretinoin. Those are, you know, obviously the most receptive molecule in the form that the cells are most receptive to. And we aren't using that in topical skincare. In fact, not allowed to, because that would be considered a drug. Mm. But the beauty is that science has actually created wonderful esters and derivatives and ingredients that can actually follow the same pathway, but in a different process or a different time.
Well, let's get to that, because not all retinol is created equal. So you might be able to pick up a beauty product and it says it's got retinol in it, but it might have, as you mentioned, esters, it might mm-hmm. have retinoic acid. So would you mind sort of giving the sort of top line
yes.
back to school retinol okay. metabolic pathway?
Okay, so vitamin A 101
yeah, exactly.
for the skin. So our cells possess receptors for retinol. And so the receptor is kind of like the lock to a door, and the retinol is kind of like the key. Mm-hmm. But the key form for the cell that's going to unlock that receptor is retinoic acid. In the skin, you can give the skin straight retinoic acid, which is what you're getting from a doctor's prescription, mm-hmm. or you can give the skin a various amounts, various precursors that you can choose from. So retinaldehyde, retinol propionate, retinol palmitate. These are further and further sort of step backs from the retinoic acid in the metabolic breakdown to get there. They will all eventually get there. Some are more closer to storage forms.
Meaning when you say they're closer to getting there, they'll get close. Do you mean they
convert to retinoic acid?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So they will convert to retinoic acid. I'm trying to think of an example to help.
But they, like they so you put the, so it might be with the other forms, you're putting the key on your skin,
yeah.
but it just needs a little while before it becomes the key.
Becomes the key, right, okay. exactly. So, yeah, so there are different precursors to sort of choose from. Mm-hmm. And then in the world of cosmetics, there are actually also different delivery systems you can think about. And then you can think about enzymes that help speed up the conversion or slow it down. I mean, there are lots of ways in which you can play with that pathway or think about it to help deliver retinol in a way that, you know, drives a different result or is unique. It doesn't have to be, not to sort of jump ahead to different concepts, but actually this power play on retinol is a really, it's a question that Murad is always asked. And I think philosophically, regardless of the ingredient that we're thinking about, for Murad, it's never about just one ingredient. Mm-hmm. It's a cohort. It's a curation of ingredient technologies that can actually boost efficacy and in a way that can address some of the drawbacks. And that's exactly what the triactive retinol technology is really doing.
So that's having retinol, but pairing it or with a group of other ingredients that allow it to do its job better? Or
yes, that's exactly right. So triactive retinol technology is actually a combination of some of those precursors. Mm-hmm. Specifically, we have retinol propionate, which is much further away from retinoic acid, but it will get there because for us, this is about feeding a cadence of retinol to the skin and not overpowering sort of that the pathway with just pure retinoic acid. So
sort of like buffering, sort of easing in.
Exactly, easing in. So that's really the beauty of this formulation. So we've got that retinol propionate. We've got sort of this precursor to retinoic acid. We also have retinol itself, which is a bit of a step closer, but we've encapsulated it. It's slow release.
So retinol on the metabolic pathway. So as well as saying retinol to cover as an umbrella term for all retinols, where does retinol sit after? Do you see what I
would say is for the categories that I mentioned, it would come ahead of the retinol palmitate, the retinol propionate, retinol, then retinaldehyde, then retinoic acid.
Okay.
And so they go through a process. Some are oxidation, different levels of breakdown, and then they become the retinoic acid that the cell can then take up and utilize to increase that cellular proliferation and really, you know, do a lot of the things and the behaviors that maybe younger skin does so well. Mm-hmm. So
with the new formula.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead, sorry.
You've paired it with specific other ingredients.
Yeah, so it's the retinoid, so the retinoid derivative. It's the encapsulated retinol. And the encapsulation system itself actually is more than just a delivery. It's sort of a ceramide shell, so we get the beauty of also delivering more of those barrier, those soothing kind of agents at the same time as the retinol. Mm-hmm. So that actually can be going in our favor of some of those drawbacks we wanted to address. And then lastly, is actually not related to any of the retinol precursors themselves, but it's related to the receptors. Remember, I was talking about the receptors to be able to take up the retinoic acid. This ingredient has an effect where it can actually, and now we're really talking about the ingredients in the research that is much more structure function.
My tummy's wondering.
These are like in vitro tests, on cells exposed to this ingredient, which is a retinol booster, that when tested together with low levels of retinol versus high level of a retinol just by itself, actually enhances the renewing power. So that skin cell proliferation actually happens faster and a more accelerated rate than, you know, it would with a higher level of retinol. Mm-hmm. So we use this as a booster in our formulations. And again, like I said, it's not a power play on percentage, but it's this beautiful combination of retinol technology. So the derivative, the encapsulated retinol, and then the retinol booster, that's what is really allowing us to feed the cadence of the retinol to the skin and really drive results quickly, but without the downside of some of like the redness, the peeling, or the irritation. Now, there are other ingredients in the formulation, but I know we're really talking about retinol today. And that is, you know, seismic to the power of these formulations and the gentleness of the formulations as well. So we can just stick to that topic, but it's really because of that we're able to get the results that we do.
And so you've mentioned irritation. So let's talk about that a little bit, because it can be really intimidating. And if you're not sure exactly what retinol you're using, which is fair enough, you can pick up a retinol and think, as you say, you mentioned so many different types of retinol, and 2% of one is not equal to 2% of another. So it can intimidate people. I have certainly already talked on this podcast about the first night I used it, not being able to go to sleep because I wanted to sort of stay awake and keep checking my skin. So what for people listening who might feel that intimidation or might feel a bit nervous, what are the most common fears and uncertainties people have? And are they founded in any truth? And what would you say to allay those fears?
Yeah. So I think one of the things you were saying about percentages and use levels, I think I want to clarify, you know, if we were to formulate a product and put 0.00001% of retinol, it certainly wouldn't be effective. So percentages, you know, certainly comes into play versus, let's say, a higher amount of retinol.
Yeah.
But what that does is, if you're just focused on that singular ingredient, you've really forgotten, or you haven't taken advantage of other ways in which you can speak to that cell in a retinol language. And that's sort of what we're unlocking, you know, with that. So I just sort of wanted to clarify like the percentage thing. But in terms of fears, yeah, they definitely are founded. When you're using a prescription retinoic acid, it is highly active. It's also highly irritating. Mm. And so it's creating, you know, maybe not exactly sure why, but a theory could be that you've overloaded that metabolic pathway with just the retinoic acid. And so if I was sitting here and I'm the cell, and this microphone is retinoic acid and you just put 600 microphones on me, but you asked me to perform a dance, I would fumble. Mm. I would not be able to get up. I would. And so it can exactly. So because of that is, you know, it could be creating some of that situation of the redness, the irritation, the flaking. Ultimately it will regulate. But if we're creating almost this, cause there's endogenous and exogenous. So from the exterior, you're adding all this retinoic acid, and retinol is fat soluble as well. So it's sort of there. And you could be just overloading that cell,
right.
And not really getting the results that you want to achieve, or it can take much longer to sort of get mm-hmm. there. Whereas if you.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Sort of give me bits and pieces, or I have this environment to pull retinol sort of as I can take it, mm-hmm. then I can get to this more beautiful conclusion.
Okay.
or result that we really want to have. So I was trying to think if there was any other part of that question that I didn't answer. I think the concerns are founded. I think retinol works. It can be scary, and it can be scary because it...
Well, I think, like, one of the most common fears, I think mm-hmm. it would be that my skin's going to peel, that my skin's going to be yeah. ultra sensitive.
Yes.
So is that likely to happen?
Yes, that's definitely likely to happen. But I think that's, and well, at least we believe that, because that's exactly why we've created these formulations mm-hmm. to address that concern. And in the US, actually, the face serum from the Retinol Youth Renewal collection is actually the number one selling retinol of all the other brands that exist. And mm-hmm. I work in skincare, and I am overwhelmed mm-hmm. with the amount of products that are sort of launched or are out there. To really make a decision is so difficult. So it's exciting for me to be able mm-hmm. to help try to speak and bring some clarity, hopefully, on how you select products that are right for your skin. And I think Murad's philosophy and our approach to skincare and looking at these ingredients is what really allows us to do what a traditional retinol might eventually get to. But this is a happy skin journey. It's skin getting better every day versus getting worse before it has to get better.
Okay. But the irritation and things like that, that is to be expected. But are you saying that that's not going to happen with this collection?
That's right.
Because of how you formulate it.
Yeah, and these are actually all tested safe for sensitive skin. So you could go into this regimen even having sensitive skin. And some of our clinical studies, actually, we've seen red skin be less red after use of a retinol regimen.
I've seen some before and after pictures on Kristen's computer. And actually, one of the things I really noted was the sort of how skin looked less pink.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's never something you would expect, you know, from a retinol product. Mm. And I think that's what's making this so popular for, you know, users.
So is it a first time retinol user product, or could someone who's been using retinol for a long time incorporate it into their regime?
It's both, definitely. This could be your introduction to serious skincare with a retinol. And if you have signs of, deep lines, wrinkles that you want to correct. Maybe you've tried other retinols and you don't really feel like they're getting anywhere. Yes, you know, this would be the right place to go. It's also, so taking a step back, I think that Murad has a modern view on retinol. It's not just corrective, mm-hmm. But it's also preventative. So we really think about this as, like, across the decades, powerful yet gentle, but really at any age.
But it does, but that goes a little bit against what I thought I knew about retinol, because I thought that where you started is not where you ended up. So me as a retinol user now, there are products that I feel like I've outgrown or I've graduated away from because they're not strong enough for me. So it's peculiar to me to think that this range could be for somebody who is retinized.
Who's already been using retinol.
Yeah, who's been using retinol for a while to expect to see a similar result as somebody who's the first time using.
But you have to think about the other products that you're using have different delivery systems. Mm-hmm. They're different chassis. They may not be penetrating the skin as well. Or in a different way. They may not have the other ingredients that we're not mentioning in these formulations as well. I know we, again, want to like focus on retinol, but the other ingredients that are in the eye and the face serum and the night cream really help contribute to additional results of, you know, more powerful, more pronounced benefits from a retinol. They think about the skin barrier. They think about soothing agents. They think about other ways to actually help with that cellular proliferation. So a similar end result, let's say, to a retinol, but a totally different approach.
Okay. So it's not, it's basically like, it's not, it's retinol, really the full but formula. Not as you know it.
Exactly. Okay. That's a beautiful way to say it. Okay. Exactly.
Great. Yeah, because, I mean, there's no percentage on the bottles. We've got them in front of us here. You don't see percentages.
No.
And why not? Because I feel like a lot of consumers and perhaps even a lot of people listening might make their buying decision based on what percentage.
They do. More is not more to us, to Murad. Our formulation efficacy sort of shows that we really formulate for proof performance, not percentages. And we never actually just look at one singular ingredient. It's really about a combination of ingredients or ingredient technologies that can actually help target the skin concern, the line, the wrinkle, the dark spot, the rough texture, but also impart just overall skin health and wellness, where if you can get your skin to sort of a healthy state, you can help even stave off some of the wrinkles, the lines, the hyperpigmentation, this resilience to damage, I suppose, which is where sort of Dr. Murad lives in this wellness space. As a dermatologist that I think is so different. And it's he's been doing this for 30 years when maybe it wasn't in such fashion. It was really more about, you know, fix this wrinkle and Botox, which he's actually never given as a derm in LA. And so our strategy with formulation is similar to the way that he treated his patients, which was holistically looking. It's not just what are they applying topical, what is their diet, what is their stress level, their lifestyle like, and internal, emotional. And so I think our formulations sort of think about that whole picture as well for the skin.
But you don't have to tweak your diet or like meditate in order to get the best out of these products.
No, definitely not.
It's just the ethos and the brand as a whole. And Dr. Murad has been on the podcast, so I think my listeners will understand, especially on his most recent show, where he stands on that. If you can't use retinol for any reason, I know you said that this has been tested on sensitive skin, so I know you'll probably say, well, try this one. But if you couldn't use retinol for any reason, but you wanted similar results, what... sort of stepping aside from the product range at the moment, using your experience as a biochemist and knowledge of skincare, what is a comparable ingredient that is still a gold standard but would deliver? Because when I think about retinol, I think about my skin feels smoother, my skin looks brighter. Those are kind of the first things that I feel.
I think I would go with two ingredients, and they actually don't work together, so this is an interesting answer. One, I would go with glycolic acid, actually. That, it's funny because glycolic acid with regular use actually has nice long-term benefits as well. So it's more than just an exfoliant, but that regularly having exfoliation, you're getting this brighter skin appearance actually quite readily. And obviously I'm not talking about like crazy levels, but you know, a daily use level that also is at the right pH so that it's helping slough off, especially as we age, that rate of cell turnover really starts to slow. And so that's kind of an easier way in, let's say. It's not working as sophisticated as a retinol might be, but it's certainly dissolving the bonds between, you know, the cells and loosening those dead upper layers and shedding those off. So you could actually get some nice quick results with just a glycolic. The other is niacinamide. The reason you can't formulate those together is glycolic needs a low pH, but if you put niacinamide in a low pH, you're going to get a really irritating experience. Right. So niacinamide is well known for multiple skin benefits, as is retinol. You know, it actually helps enhance ceramide synthesis in the skin. It actually can help enhance collagen production and cellular energy. So these are all wonderful things that can get you to a really nice result. Is it comparable in terms of like equivalent? No, but it's certainly a really nice alternative that I would recommend incorporating niacinamide into your daily routine, even if you are using a retinol. Mm-hmm. But I would say that would be my go-to for somebody. And of course, there's vitamin C, which is also wonderful. It is, you know, collagen building. It is a really great antioxidant if it's formulated properly that can have some really nice benefits for this, for skin health and for, you know, taking care of a targeted skin concern, a dark spot, and maybe some long-term lines and wrinkles.
You've mentioned my three favorite products. Perfect. I'm really happy to hear that. There are some hard and fast rules for using retinol in a way where you'll get the best out of the ingredient. And what I mean by that is easing your way in. You call it stage
gate,
which I love. It's a new term that I learned today. But also things like, most people would use retinol at night, although you can use certain formulations in the day. And so there are things, if you are using it at night, that you should be mindful of in your AM, in your morning skincare routine. So what are those? So what are the hard and fast rules for using retinols.
Yeah. So we think so differently about our retinol product that the rules don't apply. The traditional retinol, this is not traditional retinol. So this formulation was designed to address the drawbacks of traditional retinol, meaning this can be slated straight away into your skincare routine, whether you've been using a retinol, whether you've never tried retinol and you're fearful. These were created and formulated to be used every night. So there's a face serum and an eye serum and the night cream. These were formulated, you know, really to be used every night. Of course, in the daytime, you want to use a sunscreen because you really don't want to undo any of the progress that you're making or you know, damage your skin. So sunscreen, regardless of what ingredient active or modality you're using in your regimen, is a must for daytime use.
And retinol use does oversensitize the skin, so the sun could be...
Yeah. So
you could burn more easily, or
it can be, oh my goodness, what is the word? So photosensitive, more photosensitive, vitamin A certainly can break down in sunlight as well. So you want to be cautious of that. But to really try to answer your question just about retinols in general, yes, stage gating is actually, highly recommended. It's not, you know, something that you would start using right away. You would take a couple of days off. You may use, you know, less of the product before you really start building up in terms of application and how often you apply it. And it can also vary. I suppose it's not a one-stop shop. It doesn't, like, it's not really one size fits all. It may be different for other people who have a higher tolerance versus, or, you know, or even like higher Fitzpatrick versus a lighter Fitzpatrick that's prone to redness and irritation. So I think it really matters.
Skin tone,
right. So I think it really matters per person how you might incorporate a traditional retinol. But with our formulations, it's really designed to be straight away.
And also the thing that I noticed that sort of made me go, really? Because I haven't seen many of them on the market, is the fact that you have an eye serum.
Yeah.
You have a product containing retinol.
Retinol for the eye.
And not just...
And I have crazier news. Yes, that's what I was going to say. No, you're right. On the eyelid, you know, that actually is... what's so new about the eye serum is that we ended up testing it for lid application as well, because there are concerns of aging, you know, the sagginess or the lifting that users really want to achieve in an eye cream, and hydration. We really wanted to address hydration as well. And so we're able to deliver retinol technology and retinol performance to the delicate eye area. Again, really because of the way the product is created and crafted, and the use of the triactive retinol technology is really what differentiates it. And so, yes, you have an eye cream.
So I was going to end on saying to you, in the context of this new collection, which is the Retinol Youth Renewal collection, I was going to say, how would you advise someone incorporate it into their skincare?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you could just literally get rid of everything else and just pop this on your in your bathroom and just start using it every evening. And if away you go.
You're right, Emma. But if you have favorite products at home and maybe you really just are fed up with your eye cream and you really want to try a new eye cream, or you want a new night moisturizer because it's not really giving you any other skincare treatment benefits. Mm. It's really just about hydration. This is hydration and so much more. Mm. So I would say you could almost just like swap out some of your favorites, or if you really wanted to be a Murad loyalist, you could definitely, you know, stop what you're using and really try our products as a regimen. Mm. We test them individually for performance. So even on their own, you're you know, going to see some great results.
How long and together? I know you say it varies for people, but in the clinical trials, when do you start really seeing?
It sounds so like a scientific brand when I say 2 weeks. Mm. We actually drove really significant, visibly, you know, dramatic results in just 2 weeks. Mm. So it's quite rapid in the scheme of like retinol, maybe not usually taking shape on the skin. Like you may not see it in the mirror when you look in the mirror for at least a month, let's say. But of course, those studies go longer than 2 weeks. We looked at 40 women. I think they're around the ages of 25 to 65. So again, really capturing a broad audience. And we ran the study for 8 weeks looking at their 2 week mark, their 4 week, 6 and 8, and continue to see wonderful results. And you know, you have a great product when the women are finishing this study and they're begging to have more of the test formula. So we're really excited about, you know, the results that this product in the world of retinol, we really feel like doctors kind of reimagined it or reinvented it by just really making it do what traditional retinol, you know, wouldn't do.
I think the thing I'm taking from this is that we've sort of been through a period in the last few years with skincare of sort of being our own apothecaries. So buying our single ingredient serums and really learning how to layer and really learning the impact of a single ingredient in a particular dose can have on our skin in combination with others. And that's really nice and it's really empowering. And I'm sure many of my listeners would agree that they feel that that has allowed them to feel more in control of how their skin looks and feels. But what I feel like this has done is sort of move that story on a little bit further of, while that's nice, we've done this because we're doing something slightly different, and we've taken care of the layering. So we've taken care of the buffering that you might be doing. We've taken care of the strength of retinol, and you just don't need to fuss or worry.
That's right. I mean, I think if you're just using a singular ingredient, or maybe you're layering them, you may be missing a much broader picture.
Right.
You may not be considering other ways to either deliver that ingredient, other ingredients that could enhance its efficacy, or cellular health, let's say. I mean, all Murad formulations contain antioxidants, soothing agents and hydrators. And just by virtue of sort of delivering some of those basic skin health ingredients, that can take you so far. But when ingredients are used in combination, or they're targeting, a lot of skin issues are multifactorial. So if you're just doing hyaluronic acid, it's not the full picture. So putting them together, putting different ingredients together will actually help be more multifunctional in the end. So, and I think when you're going to a brand who really thinks about crafting skincare that way, it's helpful. Although it's definitely fun to play chemist and mix your own and feel empowered and the DIY, you know, there's definitely a place for that. But I think, you know, this is a doctor brand and clinically proven formulations. It kind of does the work for you.
Yeah.
You kind of get to bring the dermatologist home.
And also when you're layering yourself, you're taking control, but it's quite nice to say, it's quite nice to let Murad take the brunt of and sort of have your expectations set by that.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. It's been really interesting to discover this brand. But I have one last question.
Okay.
You went on your acne journey. You sorted your skin out. How do you feel about your skin now? And do you feel when you when you first got your skin under control, and I guess for you it would have been that it was clear. What was that feeling like?
Oh my gosh, you're giving me chills just thinking about it. So I actually would wash my face in the dark. Everywhere I traveled, if I was sleeping at a friend's, it was me taking my own pillowcase. If it was high school track meets, I was taking my entire regimen with me, doing it on the bus. I mean, it consumed me completely. Right. So the moment I had clear skin, and I remember actually going back to when I did have really bad acne, I have two older brothers and one had gone to the military. And when he came back from training, the first thing he said wasn't, oh, I haven't seen you forever. And wow, you've grown up. It was, oh my God, what happened to your face? And I just broke out into tears. So it was, and he didn't mean it, you know, but it was just, it really was sort of defining me, and I was letting it define me, because it was, if I had a good skin day, then okay, maybe I'd be a little more confident. Yeah. Maybe I would be happier. A little more present. Maybe I'd be happier. Yeah. I was so envious of my friends who could use any makeup. Their skin looked flawless. I mean, not even one pimple. And I was using a solution with that was a prescription sulfur that I could tint myself that smelled like rotten eggs. So those were all of the pre-skin getting clear, which led up to when skin was clear, it was just washing my face not in the dark and feeling like my skin felt like so smooth, and the red marks were gone, not only the inflammation, but even because after that inflammation left, I was almost left with this polka dot skin look. So from a distance, it still looked like I had a whole face of acne. But the products also sort of addressed that discoloration, and they were beautiful to use. They didn't stink like I was used to the Murad products, like I was used to. So And then it was the compliments that came, I think, from people as well. Whereas I was used to getting addressed like, oh my God, what happened to your skin? To, oh my gosh, what are you using? Your skin looks great. And it was a battle. It
took a while. Yeah, it doesn't happen overnight.
It doesn't happen overnight. But the beauty of it is that I think it really formed and fed something positive out of something that was so negative and so defining of my youth, I suppose, that now I can actually help impart knowledge and play a role. I mean, acne is definitely my sweet spot, and to be able to do it with Murad is so meaningful to me. And so the way that we look at whatever it is that we might be treating, we know that there's an element of confidence building.
Yeah.
It's about building beautiful, healthier skin, but also so that you can, feel healthier and happier and be your best self. And have a good day. Exactly. Yeah. So,
Oh, it's a lovely story. And it's so nice to hear, because I think if one's been on that journey or is going through it, it can sometimes feel, if you're going through it, you can sometimes feel, am I ever going to get there?
Yeah.
And it's just giving people the hope that actually, it's trial and error, and it's frustrating, but you can get there.
You can get there. Exactly.
Thank you so much. Obviously the links to you and the products will be in the show notes, but Kristen, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Emma. This was so wonderful and truly my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, why not email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. You can always get in touch with me by DMing me on social media. I'm at Emma Guns on Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to ask me a question, but also thousands of other listeners to this podcast, then join the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. And honestly, we would love to see you there. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.